Welcome to another episode of Tejas and Little Stevie. I'm Tejas, he's Little Stevie.
Yo.
What's up, bro?
What up? Hey, we're like right on schedule. I think it's been like 6 months since the last episode.
Oh, yeah, bro. You know, I knew that was what was going to happen, but probably need to get a little better about getting these done, you know?
Six is a little high. We could probably get it to, like, once a month, maybe better.
Exactly. Man, 76ers on right now. Who
I'm
you got?
It right now, I almost went to this game, but the tickets were dumb expensive for a first-round matchup against Brooklyn. Well, not, like, all right, so when I looked the first time, they were, like, 130, and I was like, eh. And then, like, the next time I looked, they were, like, 160. I was like, no. And it's nice because they're winning, but Embiid didn't even play, so I'm glad I'm not at this.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I feel like it's kind of coming full circle with him because, you know, he's injury prone. They gave him a big deal, lots of money, and now they're in the playoffs, and he's not even playing right now.
Well, they did such a shitty job managing his minutes. Like, he was leading the league in minutes at one point earlier in the year. Like, that man should never, ever lead the league in minutes. I don't care if he's 110% healthy. Like, take into account that the guy missed 2.5 years to injury. Like, I think he's going to be fine. I think he's just got a sore knee. And they're being cautious there. I'm sure he could have played tonight if he had to. But after how they won game two and hopefully win this game, they're up 16 right now. Like, there's no need to risk it. It's the first round. They should be able to beat the Nets without him. Sadly, I'm not, like, confident in that, but it'd be dumb if they didn't.
Yeah, I've been impressed, though. The Nets have really outshined what I expected from them.
It's pretty nuts that they're even in the playoffs and winning games. Like, well, even if they win one game, it's a success.
How dumb do you feel if you are the Lakers and you traded away your stud in D'Angelo Russell? Like, they have to be beating themselves up over that.
I don't know.
You're the basketball expert here, so my opinion has zero leverage over what's right and what's wrong.
They made that trade to clear cap to get LeBron, and they got LeBron. And I guess if they didn't get Kyle Kuzma in that trade, it would have been a colossal failure. I think it's still a failure, but people forget how fucked up that Mozgov contract was. Part of the problem was that they gave Mozgov that deal to begin with, and they could have just not been in that situation and been able to have Russell. They wouldn't have gotten – or they probably would have gotten Kuzma and not gotten Josh Hart, but, like, still. In hindsight, the trade looks bad. At the time, I thought it was bad, but it was not. They made dumber moves, and they have LeBron. Yeah. So, like, they fucked up everything after getting him. I don't know what they were doing this entire time.
Yeah, looking back on it, do you think they're glad that they got LeBron?
Yeah. You can't be mad that you got him. And I think they're young. Clearly, we saw. I think their young core was a little overrated. They couldn't trade him for Anthony Davis. They kind of overachieved last year. I think if they were healthy, they probably would have made the playoffs, even without LeBron's injury. Like, they have a very thin roster, partially their own fault because they made a bunch of dumbass signings, but, like, Lonzo getting hurt didn't help. He was one of their best players. And then
other guys kept getting – is he really?
He's a really good defender. I don't think he's figured it all out, like, scoring-wise. He's not a good shooter. But they miss his defense.
I think it's tough. A lot. Yeah, I think it's tough to tell because, I mean, don't get me wrong, he is a good player, but, like, I don't think he fits that system.
Offensively, he might not fit with LeBron, no. But they're going to get a new coach, so who knows where they're going now.
I think they got to trade him. That's my two cents. No. Who's even going to be their new coach? I'm hearing Monty Williams, and I feel like that just sounds horrible.
Ty Lue's in the mix.
Does anyone ever learn from the past? Like, I feel like that's the real question.
Okay, I need to get your take on this take I had. When they announced like Walton was gone and Ty Lue was the front runner for the job, like, is it crazy to say that Ty Lue might be a better coach than Luke Walton? Because Ty Lue has won an NBA title. I don't know how big of a part of that he was, but to me, if your team comes back from a 3-1 deficit, the coach clearly did something. It might have not been much, but he clearly had to do something. They had to make some kind of adjustment to win three straight games against the best team of all time, potentially. And Luke Walton didn't do anything in his 3 years with the Lakers. He literally accomplished nothing.
I'll tell you the camp that I was in. I personally felt like looking at the team that Ty Lue won a championship with, like, they weren't good. So my thought was like,
they were good. They weren't better than the Warriors, but they were good.
No, they weren't good.
That was a good team.
They were bad. But I think the fact that they won a championship with him kind of made me sit there and go, okay, maybe actually Ty Lue was a decent coach, too. They were a dumpster fire. Look at how bad they are this year. That's all you need to know.
And they fired him after 6 games, which is a whole nother topic. Like, why is he the head coach? You know this team's going to suck. Like, why fire your coach after 6 games?
Yeah.
What did he do wrong? Like, what did you expect him to go 6-0? Nobody expected him to be good.
It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but you know, there's a reason why I'm not in the NBA and these guys are. Because I mean, I kind of felt bad for him, but at the same point, like, he was a shitty coach. The only reason why he ever even got that job was because LeBron.
I mean, the only reason why the Cavs, you know, you could say this is why you're not in the NBA, but also the only reason why the Cavs franchise has had success is because the second best player of all time just happened to be born near Cleveland, and they got the number one pick 4 times over the course of, like, what, 15 years? 14 years? And honestly, they completely whiffed on one of those picks, and they kind of whiffed on another one. They nailed LeBron. Obviously, it was the easiest pick in the history of basketball, and I guess they nailed the Kyrie pick. Like, Wiggins, they could have had Embiid. That's hindsight, though. It's not the worst pick. And Anthony Bennett was clearly a fucking terrible pick. It wasn't a good pick at the time, and it aged even worse.
Yeah, I don't know who thought that that was ever a decent trade. I mean, that was just a joke. Excuse me. But it's like, I just don't even know what they were thinking, man. You know? They took a huge gamble, and it did not pay off.
He wasn't even, like, a consensus top 5 pick. Like, there, people might just be blowing shit, but there were people that were saying they didn't consider him to be a guaranteed lottery pick. And granted, it was a terrible draft, but, like, Victor Oladipo went 2. Otto Porter went 3. Those, like, literally Alex Len went 5. And Alex Len sucks and has never been good. And he would have been a better pick than Anthony Bennett, number 1 overall. Like, that's how bad. Like, that's the worst. That might be the worst pick in the history of sports.
Yeah, man. It's, I don't know. Darko Milicic, I think, has to go down as the worst pick of all time.
Yeah, but even Darko, like, Anthony Bennett's not in the NBA. He hasn't played in the NBA in 2 years. So he played what? He played 4 years in the league. Darko, not good. Partially gets looked at even worse because of who came behind him. But, like, Darko still played in the NBA for a decade. You know, it's not good. But if he went, like, 18... it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. If Anthony Bennett went 18, he'd still be a bust. Like, that, I think Darko in context is bad because Carmelo Anthony was clearly, to me, like, a better prospect, and people were just chasing, like, the foreign glory, like, the unknown, even though Melo just won an NCAA title kind of by himself.
Right.
So that doesn't help, but like in a vacuum, the Anthony Bennett's the worst draft pick of all time.
I think in terms of trade, though, sorry, thinking I just kind of got lost and started thinking about trades. Is the Dirk for tractor trailer trade the worst trade of all time?
Yeah, that might be the worst. That's probably the worst draft for draft pick trade. What?
Oh my gosh.
How you feeling, dude? Your boy's gone.
Who, Dirk?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to ride off into the sunset.
Did you watch him? Well, he didn't. He limped off into the sunset.
No. He was just fine. I'm glad the way it ended. I think he needed that, man. I think we took care of him, sent him off the right way.
He's so garbage this year, though.
What do you expect? At least it
I
wasn't like
know.
the Kobe situation where, you know, they put up all this different stuff to be like, oh, you know, it's Kobe. Let's let him get 50 points or whatever in his last game. Like, that was just painful to
They
watch.
did that all season too. Like, that's another thing about how the Lakers fucked up. Like, you can have Kobe on the team. Hell, you can even give him 60 points in his last game. Like, that was a moment, but there was no need for him to be chucking every single game during his farewell tour. You know, you could have tried to put together a team that would have won some games instead of just being like, "Oh, it's Kobe. He deserves it. Let's have him shoot us out of games for 82 games this season." Like the last game, yeah, of course, he earned that. He didn't need it for 82.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's complicated. If I had the answer, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'd probably be in downtown LA living the dream.
The job's open, the Lakers president.
Yeah, I can't believe that. Genie Buss needs to sell the team. That's my two cents.
They're such a mess. I can't.
Here's
He just resigns. Like, what a joke.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. My big question for you is though, who's going to stay with the 76ers?
Like, they're free agents.
Yeah. Is Jimmy Butler going to stay? I feel like he's gone.
We'll see how the playoffs go.
Especially if they don't win a title, which I don't think they're going to do.
I think, assuming the Sixers are up 7 right now. I mean, assuming they beat the Nets, and whatever happens after that happens, if they lay full maxes for both Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris on the table, I think they both stay. I don't know if they will, because Jimmy's like pushing 30. I don't know if they're gonna offer him a 5-year max. I don't think it'd be a good contract, but I wouldn't hate it because the window's now, especially with whatever happens to the Warriors in the offseason. I think they have to keep Harris because they kind of gave up a lot for him.
Yeah.
They didn't give up a ton for Butler. I was bummed they traded Covington, obviously. That's my baby. And Dario too. But I don't think Dario was going to be here long term, and they basically moved Robert Covington for better Robert Covington. So
Whoa. I think Robert Covington's one of the best players in the league for this reason. He doesn't need the ball in his hands.
no, and that's really like a valid point. Like, you could argue Covington is a better fit for the Sixers than Butler, but like when the team is in close games and they give Butler the ball and he just takes it to town, like that's valuable. I kind of wish, even though we traded a lot for Tobias Harris, I'd almost rather us have given up that haul to get Butler or something similar and then keep Robert Covington and Dario. But I don't know. I would bet that they both stay. I think they have too much invested in this team. And I think because Embiid and Simmons are so young and so good, like, you just keep that team around them. You put the best players around them you can and hope for the best.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know, man. I don't know if I'll ever agree with it. I think they're in trouble. I think long term they're kind of in a bad spot.
We'll see what happens. If Embiid's healthy and they're in the playoffs, they have a shot, as long as there's players around him. I think Jimmy, like, I could see him wanting to leave, But if the Sixers offer him more money than anyone else, like, the guy is, like, 30 years old. The way he plays, you don't know how much he's got left, like, realistically in those legs. I think he just takes the money. And Tobias, like, he doesn't strike me as a guy that would be like, this team's winning, but I want to go lead my own team. Like, he never struck me as that guy.
I actually thought it was a little weird the Clippers traded him.
Well, he's what an did expiring they get
back,
contract.
What did they get back for him?
They got Landry Shamet, who's rookie and is good and is starting for them. And they got an unprotected first-round pick from the Heat in 2021, which is a huge asset. It was a good trade for them. The weird thing is that, like, they didn't stop winning after they traded him. And they also got they got a first-round pick from the Sixers, but it's pretty protected.
Yeah.
They got a good haul. We gave up a lot for him. We have to keep him. And they also got Mike Muscala, who sucks ass. But they were able to trade him for Zubac, like, straight up, which didn't really make any sense.
Here's what I think. It's crazy, and I think Ballmer and Doc Rivers both have to be thinking, like, how did we skip a rebuild?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They just aren't losing. And I think, you know, they have so many good role players. Like, if they are able to land, like, Kawhi or anyone, like Kevin Durant, somebody like that, I don't know, they're in good shape. And if they don't land one of those guys, they have a decent amount of draft picks. They have some young players now. They don't need to go full tank, but they could be in worse shape. They have cap flexibility. So, I don't know. They
should have a lot of cap flexibility. Who do they have any money sitting in?
I think their only big money right now is it. And you look up their cap. It's in Gallinari.
Yeah, which
somehow earning that contract. Like,
I mean, he's been playing well from what it looks like to me.
Yeah, he's their best player. They gave him a shitload of money for somebody who's always injured, and he's like somehow earning it. Let's see what they got on the books for next season. Yeah, they have Gallo at a $22.6 million, which is a lot, but he's playing good. And they have Lou Williams at $8 million, Montrezl Harrell at $6 million, which are insanely good contracts. And then a couple guys on rookie deals that are good. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Landry Shamet are contributors.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Do you really see Kevin Durant, though, going to their team?
No, but I could see Kawhi going if he leaves.
Really? Is he going to leave?
I don't know. I mean, you can't read the guy. Like, I guess Durant's also given no indication, but he just seems like, at this point, he'd want to go do his own thing and try to, like, prove even more, even though, like, what is he have to prove? He's always just trying to prove something. Kawhi, I don't know what he wants. He said he wanted to go to L.A., but, like, so did Paul George, and he didn't. I don't know how much he likes Toronto.
Did Playoff P make the right decision?
Staying? Well, yeah, dude. He had a hell of a year.
Yeah, he got hurt, didn't he?
He's been banged up. Like, he was in the MVP conversation, and I guess he did something to his shoulder.
That's what I heard.
He slipped during the end of the season.
You're my basketball go-to guy. I don't really keep up with it.
I haven't watched nearly as much as I would have liked this year, but
why not?
I don't know. Last year I worked there, so I was watching it all the time. I don't work there anymore, so I'm not watching it every night.
Yeah. Okay. We've spent a lot of time on basketball, but I'll ask you one last question. Who do you got winning it all?
Golden State.
Really? Even with Boogie out?
I'm not going to say that they're better without him, but I am going to say that they're not worse without him.
You think Jordan Bell's that good?
No, Jordan Bell's not good. They just, I don't know. He, like, Boogie is great. I think they lose, like, the one thing they lose is, like, when their bench is in, they could just have Boogie out there, just, like, beasting people. And not having him hurts, but at the same time, when he's on the court as your fifth option or, like, fourth option, he's not that good a defender. He's a good rebounder, but not, like, a phenomenally aggressive rebounder. His best skill is getting the ball in the post and scoring, and they don't need scoring. So, like, when, if you replace him with, like, Looney, given the role that he's going to be asked to play, like, in crunch time, it's not a huge hit. It'll hit him, like, the worst in, like, the second quarter when he's out there scoring.
Did Boogie earn himself a max deal by going to Golden State?
I have no idea.
Where does Boogie even go next year?
Probably like the Lakers.
Does Boogie being a free agent hurt Anthony Davis's trade value?
No, because Davis, they're not even in the same league.
Really?
Boogie's really good, but Davis is like he's one of the best assets in the league.
Boogie, would you give up if you're the Celtics? Do you give up Jason Tatum to get? To get Anthony Davis,
if you keep Kyrie, you do. You definitely do,
dude. And you can tell me I'm crazy because a lot of people say that my takes are always pretty hot, but I feel like Jason Tatum is the future of the NBA.
That's definitely hot.
Why not? Hot. He's a beast.
He's good. He's gonna be really good. He could be like a perennial All Star. But Davis is. No, Davis at his best is one of, like, the five best players in the league. I'm not going to sit here and say Jason Tatum won't be one of the five best players in the league, but, like, Davis is. Like, he's already there. And if you have a roster, if you have a roster that can contend and you could get a guy that good, if he commits to resigning, you give up Tatum. Because, like, your hope is that Tatum is as good as Anthony Davis. I know that, like, swingmen and wings are more important, but Davis can take over a game and dominate. He's one of the best two-way players in the league. I don't know why he threw away a year of his prime this year like he did. He was kicking ass before he made that trade demand, so I don't know what he's doing.
He got paid to sit on the bench.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. He should have just played.
He extended his career. I mean, dude, it really bothered me, actually, that he went public with that whole trade demand. I think that was a really classless move. I think he lost a lot of fans with that one.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that he showed up to the last game of the season with a That's All Folks shirt, that really rubbed me the wrong way.
Come on, dude.
Have a little bit of class, man. I mean, yeah, the dude wore a unibrow for who knows how long. You know, he's a weirdo. Still hasn't. No, he shaved it. He got paid a bunch of money to do a commercial for showing that he shaved it. That was a fake ad.
He's still like... I think it's a little more groomed than it was like coming out of college, but he definitely still has it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, interesting. Let's move on, shall we? Fantasy baseball. Who's winning it?
How am I doing? Okay, I have a gripe with this stupid-ass game.
Is it the fact that you can't change players every single day? Because that's my big gripe, and I think the whole league is a gripe.
I'm 0-2, and I'm in last place. So I what is when you see next to a player it says D to D,
like day to day,
day to day. Okay, so why are all the pitchers that I drafted that were day to day like out until May? They're all injured.
Well, sounds like you need to make a trade with me.
Oh, is Clayton Kershaw pitching?
Clayton Kershaw's back, I think.
I don't know who any of these guys are. How do I even know, like, who's good? 18.5 points, damn.
You gotta do a little research before the season begins.
Points for pitchers is good, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll tell you, I'll take Vlad Guerrero off your hands any day of the week.
Is he playing?
Junior.
No, he's not.
He's still in the minors.
All right, give me somebody good.
I told you, I'll give you who's the guy I had lined up? I sent you a trade, or I texted you a trade, and you didn't respond.
You offered me a reliever.
Yeah, dude, relievers are key to picking up points. They pitch a lot.
Are they, though?
Absolutely.
Are they? I was told to fade closers by my fantasy confidants.
They told you to what?
To not draft closers.
Oh, dude, you want closers. They pitch an inning and they get you like 3 points every week.
I don't know. I was told not to draft them.
I'm a little concerned where you're getting your internal information from. It sounds
I
a little
literally
bogus.
asked in our fantasy football group chat for the website I write for. I was like, I'm about to draft a fantasy baseball team. Tell me what to do. And someone was like, fade closers. So I was like, done. And now Dontrell Willis is my team is in last place.
Oh, well, my team's in second place. We've been tearing it up. Stupid rules, though. Injuries are kind of hurting me right now. But we'll see what happens.
You,
I'm not
you
too concerned.
You have a gripe to air to little Tyler live on the pod?
He already knows my gripes. I don't want to publicly lambast him. But, I mean, the fact that we can't change out players every single day to me is a little silly. So, I don't know. We'll see. Damn, giving him the air horn. I don't know if he's worthy of that.
I just wanted to play a sound off of our board.
I was glad to see that the whole league was in agreement with me, though, because that was a hot, contentious point for me early on.
Yeah, you rallied the troops.
Yeah, I don't know if he was expecting
that. I would
have
beaten most of the teams last week.
Would you have beat my team? I don't think so.
No, I would not have beaten your team. You would have beat me by 110 points.
Yeah, my team is churning right now. We haven't talked football, man. I think that's where we got to go next.
I don't want to talk football.
Why? Worried about the Rams?
We lost the Super Bowl.
You have a great backup quarterback, though. Now I feel very confident in that.
I am fucking over the moon about Bortles, man. I am so excited that we got him. All season on my Rams podcast, which if any of you listen, called Butting Heads on the Rams Talk Radio feed, I shit on our backup quarterback because he sucked, and I always said, like, if Goff got hurt, we were fucking doomed.
Who's your backup quarterback?
Sean Mannion, now on the Vikings.
I'm a Sean Mannion fan.
No, you aren't.
Yeah, Oregon State, right?
Wow, okay, maybe you know him.
Hell yeah, he had a rocket for an arm, dude. Can't believe you weren't on the mayonnaise boat.
I was drowning in the sea. And if the only way I could get out was getting on the mayonnaise boat, if that's what we're going to call him, I would have just sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
Mayonnaise.
He would have thrown the life raft and missed me. And I would have drowned.
Yeah. I dude, how do you think the Rams are going to be next year? I'm not a believer.
How are you not a believer?
I think I look at how they played down the stretch at the end of this year and was not impressed.
Oh, you mean like – winning, getting to the Super Bowl. What's
how
not
much,
impressive?
How much did you guys pay the ref to get there?
Oh my god. Okay. First of all, football games are not one play long. Second of all,
that game was literally lost on one play. That was the most blatant pass interference I've ever seen in my entire life.
So after that play, like the Saints, if I remember, they didn't touch the ball again, right? That was it.
Yep.
Rams got the ball and won the game. Oh no! Wait. Drew Brees threw an interception in overtime after that happened. Wow. Also, maybe don't throw the fucking ball three times in a row when the game, when you, what was it that was tied? When the game is tied, why are you throwing the ball three times in a row instead of burning the other team's timeouts? Maybe if you just ran the ball, wasted all our timeouts, we would be able to get to a position to get a field goal on that drive. And part of the reason is because Sean Payton couldn't coach his way out of a cardboard box, and he's literally just Jeff Fisher with a ring.
Ooh. I don't know, man. I thought Drew Brees' career was over, and the fact that they've been competitive the last couple of years, I've been pretty impressed.
Because of Drew Brees, because he's a Hall of Famer. If Jeff
no,
Fisher had a
Drew,
Hall of Fame quarterback,
no, let me tell you,
he'd still be coaching the Titans.
Drew Brees, I put right behind Tom Brady in my list of overrated quarterbacks. Brady is at the top of it. I've never seen someone in a system like the way that he's been.
I think Drew
That's
Brees...
such a horrible way to phrase that, but like literally he owes Bill Belichick his entire career.
I think that there's truth to that, but also like you can't deny the guy at this point. I don't personally think he's the GOAT quarterback, but like he's clearly in the conversation. He has six Super Bowl rings. Like, yes.
He can be number four on that list.
I mean, I can't argue with him being number one. I still think Peyton Manning is better.
Peyton Manning is 100% better.
I agree.
Let me tell you why, okay? Some of Brady's best years, he literally had freaking Randy Moss, okay? Go look at Randy Moss play. The man was unstoppable. All you had to do is throw it up to him.
Yeah, but dude, he had Randy Moss for like 3 years.
Out of 3 20. Years, and he was a beast, and that's when he scored most of his touchdowns ever in his career.
He also got 6 rings without Randy Moss.
Not 6. Did they not win one with Moss? Moss did.
No, they had him for 07.
Wow.
So he had him at the best year of his career, but he didn't. They didn't win with Moss. Moss never won.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. Even looking at the Super Bowl, he did not win then the Super Bowl. Bill Belichick won then the Super Bowl because that defense was playing out.
He did nothing this year, but, like, to play devil's advocate, if they won last year, it would have been entirely because of him. And they just happened to lose because of their defense. And this year they won it because of their defense. Which is crazy when you think about who they were playing in both of those games.
I think my favorite thing that I've seen in a while is – it was a tweet actually from Bill Simmons yesterday. And it was one of the most savage tweets I've ever seen, which was – oh, Patriots 2019 or 2020 schedule came out today. Regular season, who cares? First round bye, then we'll see who we play. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you're an animal. I mean, I knew Bill Simmons was an animal, but like, that was just a savage tweet.
Complete homer, but with the Patriots, he's earned it. But I think that Brady, like, clearly benefited from being in Bill Belichick's system for 20 years. But so did Tim Duncan. And I think they're both elite.
No.
In the conversation for the best player in their sports.
No. Tim Duncan was a beast.
I think he was better, too. I agree. I'm just saying. Brady's clearly one of the best quarterbacks of all time. You could argue that he's not. And I think just because he has 6 rings doesn't make him the best quarterback of all time. But he's... I think on the first 3 teams, he clearly just benefited from having a good defense. But like since 07 or whatever, he's been a monster. He's earned it. Drew Brees, I think, is properly rated. I don't think anyone really throws him in the conversation for the GOAT, but he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He is good. I'll say this. The fact that he made Jimmy Graham's career, he made Marquise Colston's career.
He made Sean Payton's career.
Sean Payton's a good coach.
Nope.
Because of the last 2 years, I'm telling you that he's a good coach.
I don't think you could be a good coach if you have the ball near the goal line when the other team has 3 timeouts and there's under 2 minutes left and you throw the ball twice. Like, if they called the pass interference on that play, which obviously, look, I'm not going to say you're not like it wasn't pass interference. First of all, if Nicole Roby Coleman just batted the ball away like a normal human being because it wasn't a good throw, we wouldn't be having this discussion. Second of all, why are they throwing that little like garbage dump off pass? If he caught the ball, he would have gotten shoved out of bounds and we'd be in the same scenario. And like that play just gave Sean Payton an excuse for shitty coaching on that possession. Like, why are they running that play to begin with? Was the plan on that play to draw one of the most blatant pass interferences of all time? Because I'm pretty sure that's not how they drew it up.
Are you still a believer in Todd Gurley?
Yeah. It's weird, though. I talked about this on my show the other night. Like, I don't know why the Rams aren't saying anything directly about it. But they keep insisting that he's still going to be featured as much as he was the last 2 years. But anytime
something's
they get asked,
wrong.
Yeah, which – and I didn't think it was weird in the playoffs. I thought clearly like that he just – McVay just liked C.J. Anderson a lot. And because Gurley ran for 100 yards against the Cowboys, like he was clearly there. He was clearly healthy enough to be productive. And yeah. I think – he had a terrible first quarter against the Saints, and he just got benched because the backup was good. The Super Bowl, everything was a mess. But now, like, they just keep dodging questions about it. So I don't know, something must be up. If it's
Is he still in the Rams? Is he going to stay with the Rams?
No, he hasn't signed anywhere yet, though. I don't know what's
going on. Do you think he'll be back? You guys got a new D tackle, didn't you? No.
No, we might draft one. We'll see what happens. But we don't have the money for Sue.
Really?
We got Clay Matthews.
Yeah, that was an interesting pickup. Are you excited about that, or do you think he's too far past his prime?
Somewhere in between. Somewhere in between those two things.
Do you think that the Patriots go back to the Super Bowl next year?
I'd say no, but I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl this year, so it's hard to not bet on them.
I mean, freaking Chiefs got screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the rules. It is how the game is played, but, I mean, it's time for a rules change. Like, they took away the most exciting team in football so that we could all watch the Patriots again. I mean, I feel like even Patriots fans were kind of like, oh, we'd rather see the Chiefs.
Yeah, and to top it off, like, the Rams, in theory, are similar to the Chiefs and just completely offensively were not there in the Super Bowl, so we got nothing.
I will say, I think if the Chiefs had gone to the Super Bowl, they would have wiped the Rams.
If we played like that, yeah, but I don't know. We beat them. We beat them in the regular season.
Do you think Dee Ford was changed because he cost the Chiefs their season?
No, they probably just didn't want to pay him. That's what it seemed
like.
Yeah,
I agree with
that. And they got a second-round pick.
They got a second-round pick from the Niners.
Right, yeah.
Jeez. What do you think? How do you think the Niners are going to be next year? Like the moves they're making.
I do too. They're such a wild card, though. Like, I don't know. I don't know. How do you feel about Garoppolo?
He's a beast. Dude, they're good. I'm just glad they didn't go get Antonio Brown.
They
I think that's where talent. I'm interested to see their defense.
They made some good moves.
If they get Nick Bosa... Oh my, look out.
What like did they pick?
It's two.
Really? They're two?
Yeah.
Our division slacking.
I know. All I'm hoping for is that Kyler Murray goes to the Cardinals.
I don't know what they're doing.
I get it. I get why they got Kingsbury. They're trying to drum up some like hype around the team. I think they fired their coach way too early. I think it was like incredibly inappropriate. I don't know what the deal was. Like, if you really didn't have that much faith in him, why did you sign him originally, you know?
Yeah, my thing is, like, I think every coach should get 3 years unless, like, you know definitively, like, you watch this guy coach for you and you're like, all right, this is not the guy. I feel like you couldn't make that deduction about their coach last year.
After yeah, I agree.
They went through, like, three offensive coordinators, rookie quarterback, no talent. But, like, I don't know how – I think Clint Kingsbury, and I might end up being wrong, I think that hire is fucking god-awful. He got
fired.
Oh,
I like it.
He got fired from his job.
He shouldn't have been fired.
And then
he shouldn't have been fired.
You think he shouldn't have been fired?
No, think about it. You're coaching at Texas Tech. Like, the only person who's the only person who's really ever been able to be a better coach is Mike Leach, and he is one of the best coaches of all time.
Right, but regardless,
he turned around Washington State. If you can turn Washington State around, you can take any team and make them good.
But then why didn't no college teams hire Kingsbury then? Like, he got an offensive coordinator job and then somehow got vaulted into the NFL because everybody – he literally got vaulted in the NFL because Pat Mahomes is good. Like, that was literally
I don't think it was just that. I think his offense was always one of the top in college football.
I think – yeah, and I think it's a combination of Mahomes and, like, Sean McVay. Like, he owes them. Because, yeah, his offense was pretty good in college, but – it's because
got to remember, Baker Mayfield, too. He recruited both those guys.
Yeah, how'd Mayfield do under him?
He won a Heisman.
He couldn't even keep him.
I know, but it shows you that he has a knack for finding quarterbacks that are talented. And in the NFL, if you can do that, you're valuable. Because look at how hard it is to find a good quarterback. It's as simple as that.
I don't like that they're just gonna give up on a Rosen too. Why not take like Bosa?
Hasn't been determined yet.
Yeah, well, I think first of all, if you're gonna give up on him, why haven't you traded him yet? And
I don't think they know what they want to do yet, to be honest.
I'm gonna be so mad if like the Patriots just give up a first round pick for him, and that's that.
For Rosen?
Yeah.
I think he's more likely, to be honest, I think he's more likely to go to the New York Giants.
Yeah, I think Giants and Dolphins would probably be the most likely.
Dolphins? Ugh. what are they doing? Why did they get rid of Tannehill?
What are either of those teams that. Doing? I don't know. I think they need to start over. They've gone 7-9. Like, they're the Jeff Fisher of teams.
They should have fired Adam Gase. I didn't actually like that they fired him.
I'm so shocked that the Jets.
I thought it was, but I also thought it was weird. I just didn't know.
I
forget. There was one other coach who I thought was like a perfect fit for them that they should have taken and they didn't. The one thing I will say is Chucky, man, I feel like he's turning it around in Oakland.
Well, it depends on how they do with these picks. I mean,
but you feel like they have some direction now.
Yeah, I guess.
Everyone was wondering, okay, where do you go? You just traded Khalil Mack. They've been a laughingstock the entire last season. Now you're like, okay, I can actually see them. It seems like they actually like signed some decent free agents where I was like, I actually think that signing's not bad.
Do they have a running back? Probably just draft one.
Who did they get? I could have swore they signed one. This is a deep class. There's that guy from Alabama, Jacobs. They still have Marshawn Lynch, don't they? I think he's gone.
Oh, they signed Isaiah Crowell. Nice.
Underrated pick. I like it. Yeah. Dude, it's a running back, okay? You're only going to go with a rookie. You should never be signing a vet. And they signed him for cheap. Go look at his deal. It's not bad.
No, yeah, you get him for free, I guess. Oh, they signed LaMarcus Joyner from the Rams. I forgot about
that. That was a good pick. That was a great pickup.
A lot of money, but he's a good player.
He's a cornerback, right?
He used to be cornerback, but he switched to safety. They signed J.J. Nelson, Tyrell Williams, Antonio Brown, obviously. Their quarterback depth chart is fine.
Who's on their depth chart?
They have Derek Carr, Mike Glennon, Landry Jones, and Nathan Peterman.
God, Peterman. Why they picked him up after how bad he did in Buffalo, I do not understand.
They're bizarre. What were you going to say about Brown?
What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I don't blame him for asking out. I don't know why he's like trying to roast Juju on the way out, like for no reason.
I thought that tweet was one of the funniest ones I'd read all season.
Which one? When he
the roasting Juju, being like, kid knocked us out of the playoffs, dropping the damn ball. I was dying laughing. I couldn't believe that he said that.
Yeah, and then like he followed it up with trying to rip on Juju by showing us a screenshot of the DM that Juju sent him while he was in college, like, what's up, bro? I'm a receiver at USC. Like, look up to you. Like, would love some tips or something like that. Like, Brown posts it. Like, yeah, this guy's, like, such an asshole. Like, Juju sending him, like, the nicest message. Like, how he looks up to him and how, like, he loved for, like, some pointers. And then Brown's like, look at this fucking asshole asking for advice on how to be a good receiver. It's like, dude, what do you think people are going to think of this message? Like, oh, Juju, what a bitch. What a coward. Yeah. Like 19 years old.
He has totally lost any high ground he had. He didn't have high ground, but like everyone hates Antonio Brown now.
Yeah. I mean, I think Big Ben's a douche. So like I'm fine with him dragging Big Ben through the mud. Like,
Big Ben, man. Yeah, no one likes Big Ben. He's trash. He's a piece of shit. I can wholeheartedly say that and not feel worried.
Yeah. Not a good dude off the field. Kind of an asshole in the locker room, it seems like. You know, you have Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, and they're both gone. And I know we like James Conner and Juju. I think Juju's very good.
Connor's yeah, who good, doesn't like Juju?
Yeah,
Juju's here's the dude. Okay, here's what it comes down to, though. Le'Veon Bell did not get that much more money. I don't feel like it was. I feel like he lost.
It's like the Boogie thing. Like, I wouldn't say he lost, but he definitely didn't win.
No, like, the Boogie thing is totally different.
Well, no, Boogie, I don't mean I mean the Warriors without Boogie. Like, how I was like, I wouldn't say they're better without him, but they're not worse. Like, you can't really argue that Bell, like, I wouldn't say he lost just because he didn't do anything this year and still got a huge contract, but
he didn't win
because he could have been an extra $15 million. But, like, look, if he gets hurt this year, then he doesn't get that deal. Apparently there was a deal on the table from the Steelers that was worth more.
And yeah.
He probably just should have taken that. But I wouldn't say he lost, but he definitely didn't.
No, he did, because think about it. He made no money this year playing.
Yeah, and I think – but, like, what if he played and just got hurt? But I guess the counter argument
he
is
had he had an offer Thomas on the Scott. Table.
Yeah, well that yeah, he should have taken the offer.
I'm glad to see that Earl Thomas got paid.
Me too.
But I'm very concerned that the Ravens, they lost a lot. And why are people leaving in droves? I don't know. That's just very concerning to me.
Well, they upgraded Weddle with Earl Thomas.
Didn't Weddle go to the Rams?
He did.
Dude, that is – I don't like that. He should have gone back to San Diego.
Well, he can't go back to San Diego.
You know what I'm saying. He should have gone to the Chargers if he really wanted to go to L.A.
I
wanted
guess.
A homecoming. I wanted a homecoming, bro.
No, I'm happy with Weddle. I was much happier with that signing than Clay Matthews. And we gave Weddle less money than Clay Matthews somehow.
That's the thing. You got to look at how much money you gave up. I think that's always key. And some of these deals just get so out of control that it's like they're horrible deals.
Yeah, the Weddle deal was good. We got like he's like 2 years, $12 million, something like that. He was cheap.
Yeah, I'm a big believer. He's good, but I mean, I can't believe T-Sizzle has been in Baltimore his whole career, and he's gonna leave.
Like, he went to the freaking Cardinals. Like, what? I would have rather had him than Clay Matthews, but Clay Matthews, like, whatever. Homecoming, I'll take it. I would have rather had Suggs, though.
I just was so confused. And who else left?
Mosley.
I couldn't believe he left.
Yeah.
But he went to the Jets, and he went to the Jets, right?
Yeah.
I look at that, actually. He's an inside linebacker, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I personally wish he would have stayed. I kind of liked his tenacity. I thought he was, like, kind of like the next Ray Lewis. And maybe that's part of the reason why he wanted to leave, is that he didn't want to be in his shadow. But, like, I don't agree. I don't think you should pay players. Let them walk.
That's what they did with Mosley.
Right, so I like, as much as I hate to see him go, I think they made the right long-term move.
Yeah, with him, he got paid. Like, Suggs and Weddle didn't really get paid. Weddle probably wanted to go. I think they both wanted to go, but I'm confused why Suggs went to the Cardinals. Like, Weddle went to a contender.
I wonder if that, here's my one thought. The only thing that I could think of why he went there is he wanted to play golf all offseason. Or, like, during the street. See, honestly, the only thing I can think is weather. I mean, I would never live in Arizona, to be completely honest, but
a
lot of people seem to like it.
A full-time cast member role on Ballers in the offseason.
No, so, he didn't.
No, I'm saying that's why he chose the Cardinals.
It would be funny if he did and he went to Miami. I would laugh so hard.
I don't watch Ballers anymore.
I don't think it's been out recently, has it?
Let's see. Hasn't been out since last August.
Yeah.
They
so.
Had to have gotten renewed, right?
I'm pretty sure they did.
You don't cancel The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock cancels you.
Yeah, they ordered a fifth season.
They do need to kind of figure it out, though. It's getting a bit stale.
That's why I stopped watching, like, season two. Or maybe I finished season two and then stopped.
I watch it because Rob Corddry.
Look, him and The Rock are great. And they're pretty good in the show. It was just going nowhere. Like, I don't, like, after the third season where they're like, oh, what's Ricky Jarrett going to do this season? It's like, you know what? I don't care anymore.
No one likes Ricky Jarrett. I don't think anyone cares about Ricky Jarrett.
What do you mean? Former Ram.
No one cares about Ricky Jarrett. He's a bum.
Yeah, but he was...
Shittiest wide receiver in the league. Honestly, he's like Randall Cobb.
Didn't they play together in Green Bay?
Yeah. Randall Cobb to the boys, though.
I forgot that's an upgrade. Randall Cobb.
They did lose their de facto rapper on the team, though.
Can I just say, de facto is my favorite word, and I'm glad you just used it in an actual sentence.
Did you
who's
did
the
you
de facto rapper?
It was Cole Beasley. He actually released a rap album. Did you know that?
I was about I don't know, to ask. I don't think I've listened to it, but I knew it exists.
I would be curious what because I mean I know you're a big rap guy. I couldn't tell you the first thing about rap. So I'd be curious if you thought it was good or all. Good at all.
My favorite moment of the offseason was when Le'Veon's album came out and everyone was talking about how it's horrible. And then after he signed with the Jets, like I saw a bunch of Jets fans tweeting like, man, this Lev Bell album slaps, huh?
That's freaking amazing. I can't believe he went to the Jets. Oh God, what were they thinking?
Dude, he's good.
They were spending money like it was going out of style this offseason.
They had so much money, and they're not going to have to pay Darnold for a while. That's what you should be doing. Bell is really good. That's the kind of player you want behind your young quarterback you're trying to develop. Like, people could say he's the system running back. Like, I'm here to tell you he's not. Like, you watch Connor, and yeah, Connor's good, but Bell is so much better than Connor.
Really?
And Connor made the Pro Bowl. Yeah, Bell, he's so good, man. He's just such a smooth runner. Like, the way he hits holes is wild.
Really?
That's
I
my
mean,
opinion.
They also, you also got to remember, though, they had a pretty good O-line in Pittsburgh.
No, yeah. He might not be putting up the numbers that he put up in Pittsburgh, but he's worth it, I think. I think he's a top five running back.
Wow. That's crazy. Even in New do you know what, though? New York, their running backs did pretty well. They had Crowell, right?
Crowell.
Crowell.
He didn't do great, but he did have a 200-yard game somehow against Denver.
I think my biggest beef of the season goes to Green Bay.
For what? Not giving Aaron Jones the ball enough?
No, I hate their head coaching hire. That has to be the worst. I mean, you sit there and you can rip Cliff Kingsbury all you want, but what were they thinking?
I think that hire, Kingsbury, and the Bengals hire are equally horrible. Because
did the Bengals hire?
Zach Taylor. So basically...
The quarterback coach for the Rams.
The Cardinals hired... new McVay. The Packers hired McVay Jr., who was McVay's quarterback coach, then the offensive coordinator for the Titans for 1 year. Quite honestly, didn't do that good of a job.
Did
and
horrendous. Was a terrible offensive coordinator.
Not good. And now he's got to go coach Aaron Rodgers, who, like, why would Aaron Rodgers listen to this guy? They're like, what has he done? And the Bengals... they skipped a step. They just straight up hired the Rams quarterback coach who wasn't an offensive coordinator for a year. Like, he has done nothing. He's just been an assistant for Sean McVay. Sean McVay runs the offense. You know, like, I don't know what Zach Taylor has done, but now he's coaching the Bengals.
Wow. That's crazy.
Not to be
I don't know.
confused with Zack Attack Taylor from the Dolphins. This is a different guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
They're all
Hold
bad
on.
hires.
I did. Interesting breaking news coming out of the Big East. St. John's working on a deal with the new head coach.
Who is it?
It is Mike Anderson, who formerly coached at Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means nothing to me.
Yeah, it means nothing. I will tell you that this one has been pretty close to the heart. As much as I could care less about St. John's
Yeah, what
because
are
we
you, a
went to
big Johnnies
Marquette.
fan?
Big Chris Mullin guy.
The St. John's fans were very unfazed when Mullen got fired.
I
Apparently, they were
can't.
not fans.
They should have been. He turned that program around. They were going to be good this year.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's.
He fell apart this season. Except when they played Marquette.
They crushed Marquette. Okay, speaking college basketball, Hauser twins, not twins, but brothers, WTF. That came out of
Garbage.
left field, right?
Just so for anyone who's listening and doesn't know what we're talking about, Marquette's second and third best players just transferred. One was a freshman. Yeah, it came out of left field. I read some rumblings that they didn't like playing with Marcus Howard, and now that he's coming back, they're like, whatever. But either way, like, unless we win the title next year, I feel like Wojo's gone.
No
Like, you
way.
keep, I don't know, dude. Those are two good recruits, and you just straight up lose them.
We
Like,
have one
that
of
is
our
a
best
bad
recruits
look.
coming in the next class.
We'll see. I don't know, dude. I think there was a chance they'd fire him this year, but they don't want to draw bad blood with Howard. Like, you keep him around if Howard likes him. But after this year, I mean, depending if they don't do anything in the tournament, like, he's accomplished nothing at Marquette. And this year was, they
He
were
had to
so
turn
good it
that
just
program.
died. Did you say he turned the program around?
I think he has.
Yeah, but who drove the program into the ground?
I
He
didn't like where
did.
Buzz Williams was taking it.
Buzz missed the tournament one year and then left. So, like, Wojo inherited it one year removed from the tournament, and he's made it twice. And they've lost in the first round both times.
Okay, I get that Buzz Williams went to VaTech, but am I the only one who thinks it's just a little weird that he would leave VaTech? I know he's from Texas, I know he like really wanted the A&M job, but it's kind of weird that he would leave VaTech after he's built it up.
Wasn't it weird that he left Marquette to go to
No,
VaTech?
it wasn't.
Is it though? Like,
I would go
what's?
to. I would go to the ACC any day of the week. I think it's a better conference to
He's the
be in.
king of lateral moves. Like, he just continues to move laterally into jobs that are either
I
just
thought
as good.
VaTech was a step up, in my opinion.
The conference wise, sure, but like, that program was way worse than we were.
They were at the time in a worse
They
spot, but
spent
like.
less money on basketball, I feel like. They might have paid Buzz a lot, but I don't know. He had his own private jet here.
Really?
Yeah, Marquette. He literally has his own plane that he would just take. But I don't know. He's a snake. We've known this. Now Virginia
Yeah, I
Tech
hate
fans know
him.
it.
Well, the question is, okay, if you were to fire Wojo, who do you get?
I don't know. I just like he's been there for a while. How many years has it been since we left college? Like three. He's been there. This is his fifth year, fifth or sixth.
Buzz?
No, Wojo. Well, I guess
Oh.
Buzz would be the same.
I don't know. Wojo signed a big extension recently. I think he's good. I like Wojo.
We'll see.
I'm a
I'm a little
Wojo
salty at how hard they collapsed this year.
guy. Something was wrong with Howard. I don't know what the issue was. I think it may have been an injury, but like I
Either way,
still
they
just think
lost. What did they
I
finish
still just
season
think
1-7?
it's just so weird though that the Housers would leave when next year's draft class is like so weak.
What, you think they should have stayed and then went to the league?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, there's going to be... I don't know what year is going to be. The younger Hauser, I don't know who's Sam and who's Joey. But
the younger one's Joey. He was the more highly right. touted recruit.
So there's going to be a year at some point where there's not going to be... Or actually, no. I'm thinking of the opposite. There's going to be a year where the draft class is loaded because there's not going to be one and done. So there's going to be a bunch of guys going to the league. So I guess it doesn't work in his favor. So the point I was just about to make is invalid.
So here's the question. If Marcus Howard didn't come back, do you think the Housers come back?
That's a rumor that I read. I don't know if it's true or not.
Where did you find that? Because I've been looking for kind of details, trying to find out just anything I can.
There's not much
out there.
My source is somebody on Reddit saying word on campus is that might be the case. So my wow. source is not reliable. So take this for what you will.
I mean, there's a lot of graduate transfers out there that I don't think have found a spot yet, so I feel like we could get someone decent, you know? Like, to be honest, I wasn't that sold on the Housers.
I mean, we have Marcus Howard was second-team All-American this year, so, like, we're not in bad shape.
And Theo John sucks. The fact that he'll have one more year under his belt, I feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, he improved significantly as the season went on, so I can only imagine one more off season. Like, that's going to help a lot.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I was driving during the Marquette game in the tournament, and after we got eliminated, I think I watched, like, two games.
You didn't watch Duke?
Nah, not really.
Were you hoping that Duke would lose?
No, I was indifferent. Because to be honest, if Zion was playing in the championship, I probably would have turned it on and watched it.
I feel like that's the worst thing that could have happened to college basketball is Duke losing.
Yeah. It's like when you have the Duke factor and the like once every couple of years alpha recruit factor. Like Zion, he's the best college player since Anthony Davis, like one and done wise.
So I was having an argument. I think he was better.
He might have been better. He definitely
was more exciting for sure than Anthony Davis. We have never seen a college player who was as exciting as Zion Williamson was.
Yeah. Like the only other ones I can think of were like Melo.
JJ Redick.
He's not the same though.
He was, dude. He was literally stomping teams single-handedly.
But JJ was more of like everyone hated JJ. Like I'm talking about like guys who you watch and you'd be like, that guy is absolutely going to be the first pick in the draft next year, like no question. I guess Melo wasn't, but like that was a fluke.
Is he right to be the first overall pick? Is he gonna be a good pro?
Yeah. He's going to be a good pro. There's no, like, I can't imagine a world where he's not good. Like, great, maybe, we'll see. But, like, I can't imagine when him going to the NBA and just, like, not being a productive player.
Because he's so good on defense, right? I mean, yeah, that's where just, I feel like.
He's just fucking good, man. We'll see how, like, if he can get to, like, an elite top level, which I feel like he can, but. Like, I can't imagine him being a bust. I can see him not living up to his full hype because he is small. And, like, I feel like he wants to play power forward more. But either way, I mean, I think he's a no-brainer, number one pick.
What do you think about Ja Morant?
We'll see. He's slated to go two right now, right?
Yeah. I'm not sold on him.
I don't have a ton of Ja Morant takes. I don't watch a ton of college, so like even the NFL draft, like I know nothing.
Why don't you watch college?
It's worse
than the pros. Why?
Because all the players are worse.
No, come on, you don't mean that. College is the best. It's true.
No.
If they get rid of one and done, it's gonna ruin the game. You heard it here first.
I don't know though, because like it'll make more stability. I guess.
Who is the best player that's currently in the NBA and is young right now?
Giannis.
Is you don't think Luka could be better than Giannis?
No.
Why
I think
not?
Luka's gonna be nice. Yeah, Giannis is only 24. It's fucking crazy.
Luka's 19.
Yeah, but to say he'd be better than Giannis is to say that Luka at one point is gonna be the best player in the league.
Why can't he?
He can. I'm just saying I don't think he's gonna be better than Giannis. I think he's gonna be like perennial all-star, like all pro. Probably will be one of the 10 best players in the league. I don't see him being the best player in the league.
Are the Bucks ever going to get another superstar there with Giannis?
Probably not. They might not need one. They're probably going to go to the finals this year with just Giannis. Well, not with just Giannis, but.
Yeah, dude, that team is actually low-key loaded.
Dude, they're fucking good.
Here's the thing, and you know what's crazy is that deal that they signed. Who's their point guard?
Eric Bledsoe.
Eric Bledsoe, it's a team-friendly deal.
He's a good
I know it's
player.
17 mil, but like that's way better than what anyone else is going to be signing superstars like him. You know, he may not be per se a superstar, but like a lot worse players are getting more money than he is.
No, yeah, for sure. And they're gonna have to overpay Middleton, but still, you keep Middleton.
I let him walk.
I don't think you can let him walk. You
Want to
got
know why?
unless you ha why?
I think they could get Anthony Davis.
If they could get Anthony Davis and you have to lose Middleton because of it, then yeah, you do it. But you have to have a backup plan. Because, like, first of all, you're the Bucks. How often do you get a guy like Giannis? And especially like Giannis, where he actually wants to be there. Like, it's not like Kareem. Like, I know they had Kareem, but I don't think he wanted to be there that badly. Like, he
He
just left.
definitely didn't.
Yeah,
And
Giannis.
it's funny when Kareem comes back to Milwaukee because everyone goes crazy.
Well, yeah, it's thought enough. And he
Dude,
won
he
them a
left.
championship.
Yeah, but he left.
Yeah, but you can't hold bad blood against him. He's until Giannis, hopefully, like, he's the best player they've ever had. He probably always will be.
Do you think Giannis will ever leave Milwaukee?
Not if they keep contending, because I think he genuinely loves Milwaukee.
Which is weird.
What's not to love?
Dude, I've gone back. Haven't ha Is it the same as I remember in college?
I've had fun every time I went back.
I've had fun every time I've gone back, but it's kind of like Vegas. You don't really want to remember what the weekend was like, and you're glad that you're gone after Sunday.
Don't know. I like Milwaukee. I like the food and beer.
You should move back to Milwaukee.
I don't think I want to move back to
Yeah,
Milwaukee.
exactly. You don't want to live in fucking Milwaukee. No one wants to live in Milwaukee.
I think I would live in Milwaukee. I don't want to move out of New York.
How do you like living there?
I love it. Outside of it being fucking absurdly overpriced, everything else is
Have
great.
you bought your Avengers Endgame tickets?
Yes, I'm going on Thursday.
Shit. I haven't bought my tickets yet.
I actually
I need to.
bought a ticket for myself. I couldn't get the IMAX tickets I wanted because they had like that huge wait on Fandango, and
What do you
then
mean?
like there was like a huge wait. Like it said, I would have to wait over an hour to get tickets for the IMAX.
Should have waited.
No, but then my lovely girlfriend Juliana, who hardcore fans of the show would have heard on the last episode on our feed, that was just me and her for 30 minutes. Her friend Nora got us free tickets to a like private showing of it with free food and drinks.
Whoa, whoa,
But
whoa. How?
it's just like they rent this company rented out a theater and invited a bunch of people.
Jesus.
But am I even gonna want a drink? It's 3 hours and I can't leave my seat. And my
Yeah,
bladder
no.
sucks. Like I pee every hour and a half.
No, you don't even if you didn't, you want to be sober and in the right mindset because this movie is going to mind fuck you.
Yeah, well, I might have one, but I think I'm gonna literally not drink a glass of water for like 2 hours before the movie.
I
I'm
can't tell you
concerned.
how excited I was when I saw that it was going to be 3 hours.
Oh my God, I'm so amped up
Like
for this.
they may actually do this right.
I I definitely think they will. A lot of people were saying, like, if you had to pick one, would you see this or the final season of Game of Thrones? And I think it's clearly this because I don't think they're going to fuck it up. Like, Game of Thrones, I like the first episode. I have faith right now. But, like, there's a way higher chance that they fuck up the ending than Avengers. Like, I think they're going to nail it. We have no reason to believe they wouldn't.
Yeah, I think Game of Thrones is going to mess it up, too. And I don't think it's for – I think it's just what's his name, you know, George R. R. Martin, the kind of, like, what his mindset is.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because something weird's going to happen. You know it's going to be, like – it's not going to be your typical happy ending.
I don't know how they're going to do it. I do think Jon's just going to be the winner at the end. But, like, that's fine. It, like – it took us this long for him to, like, fully be, like, the realized, like, whatever, like, the prophecy. Like, he wasn't always the main character. He, like, kind of, yeah. I don't know. But I am psyched for Endgame.
My man, to be honest,
Hawkeye's back.
He's not Hawkeye anymore.
My man Ronan's here.
I can't tell. I personally thought Infinity War was, like, one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. I've probably watched it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I fucking love it. I gotta watch it again before the movie.
Oh, dude. You know why? Part of the reason why I like that one so much is Doctor Strange. I think he is my favorite character.
Yeah, he kicked ass in it.
He's just like, just the subtle nuance, you know, like just the subtle things he does are just so funny. Like, it's just, his social mannerisms are just kind of awkward.
Did you really just say hitherto undreamt of? Are you really leaning on the cauldron of the cosmos?
Yeah, right? Like, it's just like, Benedict Cumberbatch is like the perfect guy to play him.
Yeah, and I'm really, like, as much as I enjoyed the first two Avengers movies, I'm really happy Joss Whedon isn't doing this one because...
Why?
Because I don't need Thanos.
It's the Russo brothers, right?
Yeah. I don't need Thanos, like, making quips the whole movie like Ultron did. Like, imagine Thanos saying the line where someone says something about breaking things before fixing it. Imagine Thanos just being like, clearly you've never made an omelet. Like, that would have just ruined the movie.
Okay, but at the same point, like... there's memes all over the place talking about how the way they're going to beat Thanos is that Ant-Man's going to go up his ass and then expand.
But that's not going to be in the movie.
I mean, it's on the internet.
Like, Infinity War was funny. The thing I liked was that just, like, Thanos didn't make a joke the entire movie. Like, when he was there, like, he was there to fuck shit up and mean business, and he wasn't, like, joking around. Everyone else was, like, making their usual quips, like, saying their shit. Like, they're all funny. But I think the one part problem with the Joss Whedon movies was, like, every character was quipping. Like, especially in Age of Ultron, like, there was, like, a joke every 30 seconds.
Are you glad that James Gunn's back for Guardians of the Galaxy 3? Yeah. Are you gonna watch Bautista's new movie, Spy Me?
Spy Me? Is that the one with Kumail?
Who's that?
The dude from Silicon Valley.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely wanna watch that.
It looks unreal. Anyone, if you haven't seen the trailer yet, go right now and watch it because that is going to be the movie of the year.
Have you watched any of the superhero movies that have come out in the last, like, I don't know, since? I just caught up on a bunch of movies. I watched Aquaman and Venom and Into the Spider-Verse. I
haven't seen any of those three.
Captain Marvel. Did you see Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel. Have not seen that yet, actually.
You're going to go into Endgame without seeing that movie.
No, I will have to see it before. But two things. As we're doing this podcast, there is... there is... So actually, Apparently, Paul Rudd and the Russo brothers responded to the idea of Thanos.
Oh, I know. The Russo brothers Twitter icon, I don't know if it still is, but it was literally just like a Venn diagram. It was like, or like, you know, the ones where like it's the circles and then there's a circle in the middle. It was like left cheek, right cheek, Ant-Man. Like, was their profile picture. It's not anymore.
They commented, somebody ruined the movie. Joe said over Anthony's laughter, we have people under NDA when they watch test cuts at the test screenings, and clearly someone talked. It's unfortunate. I don't know if that's referring to the idea
Oh, it's
of
not, dude.
Thanos.
There was a leak the other day.
Dude, that is so disappointing. I have luckily stayed away from it because I don't want to know. I want to go into the movie just being like totally unseeing, unknowing, and I'm so excited that I have no clue and I have not spoiled it for myself.
Yeah, I've seen the trailers. I looked at like some set photos. So like I have ideas of what I think some parts are gonna happen, but like I'm definitely not gonna look up a spoiler leak. Like the plot is still kind of a mystery, like to me. Like I think I could piece together some of it, but still, like, I have no idea how the movie's gonna end. Like I don't know who's
Yeah.
gonna die.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah,
I
you gotta
can't
wait
wait.
to see Captain Marvel.
I will. I'll probably illegally stream it because I'm that person. But the second fact that I was gonna say is while we've been podcasting, I have been playing my 2K Dynasty, and unfortunately we have gotten bounced again from the playoffs.
How are you doing a podcast? I would have been throwing my controller.
I'm not too upset. You know, my owner, I'm the Mavs, I'm with the Mavs, and it's kind of funny because my owner acts a lot like Mark Cuban, I feel. Like he gets mad when people you know, he gets mad when people are in the locker room and causing issues. Like he just told me to get rid of Miles Turner. He's a cancer. So I normally tell him that I'm not going to be able to accomplish his goals, like stay under the luxury tax, which I have failed the last few seasons. So it's always kind of interesting to see how upset I can make him. But
Did you trade for Porzingis?
I did not. I actually got rid of LeBron, though.
How do you, aren't you the Mavericks?
Yes, I had LeBron on my team.
What, did you do a fantasy draft?
No, so here's the problem. I signed him and Paul George to like an insane deal. And then what happened was I gave him a player option. So LeBron decided that he never wanted to leave Dallas. So what I had to do is I had to bench him. I put him on the bench, took away his minutes. Finally, he got so irritated he was willing to waive his no trade clause.
Dude, you benched him?
Traded him, his team won the finals, and then he retired.
Oh my God. What, isn't he like a
So
96 overall?
I got him down to a 92, maybe lower than that.
You sound like you're a horrible general manager. No shock that you got bounced from the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was great to get rid of him, honestly.
Unbelievable.
My other friends thought it was a little crazy, but I also like, you know how you go through the team meetings and sometimes they come up with like insane rules?
Yeah,
Like 40.
I just do my league, so I don't have to deal with the owner. What do you do, my GM?
Yeah, my GM.
I didn't like in my
I
GM that you couldn't, like you couldn't. I don't know if they changed it now, but you couldn't make the season shorter. Like it had to be 82 games.
Yeah, I don't think you can. What was I trying to do? I was trying to get the shot clock extended to 45 seconds.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You can override those. You can just change them.
Oh, really?
Well, in my league, you can. I don't know about that one.
That's not as fun though. I like the idea that, you know, the owners
The owner's
decide.
vote.
I give him my input. I'm actually going through the draft lottery right now. We have the potential to get the fifth overall pick, so we'll see what happens.
What do you have, a top five protected pick?
I actually have been so good about trading like picks away. So I had on this team, I had RJ Barrett, I had LaMelo Ball, I have Luka Doncic, I had Ja Morant, I have DeAndre Ayton. In the first draft, I got DeAndre Ayton and I got Luka Doncic. I was able to trade away like Harrison Barnes. It was like an absurdly bad trade. Oh gosh, I'm screwed though. I'm probably gonna get the sixth pick now because
You're fucked. You're only getting the sixth pick.
Oh shit, we got a top three pick coming up. Sorry, I know we're podcasting, but it's a pretty big deal when you're gonna
in the. So you jumped into the lottery.
I jumped into the top three. I jumped into the top three. I know. I'm kind of shaking in my boots over here. We're for sure top three. I have a feeling we're gonna get number two or number one. Okay, it's either number one or number two. Here we go. And oh, we got the number one overall pick.
Hold up.
Congrats.
Wow. Well, here's the problem. They don't snap players. So I have no clue who I should be drafting.
You gotta turn on the auto scout.
I hope that's what's been on. They haven't asked me anything, but it's pretty crazy. I'm ecstatic right now.
If it's not on, then you should you probably will have scouting points.
Yeah, I'm just honestly I'm so shocked at what just happened.
Yeah.
Like my mind is blown.
Congrats. Well done. I want to give my quick review on Venom. I want to say that it's
please do.
Venom seems like they wrote that movie in 2007 and didn't make it after Spider-Man fell apart. And then the script just sat there for 10 years. And then they were like, oh, Spider-Man did well now. Let's make this movie and not change the script at all. Because like if that movie came out in 2007, people would have loved it. And watching it in 2019, I was just kind of like, why did they make this?
Hmm. Interesting.
It wasn't bad. I don't think it was good. It wasn't bad. It was like the worst superhero movie I've seen in a while that didn't suck. If that makes sense.
What are you talking about? Infinity War was awesome.
No, I said worst. It was the worst superhero movie I've seen that wasn't a horrible movie. Like, it was better than Suicide Squad. It was better than Fantastic Four. But, like, I don't know if it was better than, like, Justice League. I don't think it was.
Oh, dude, Justice League. It's kind of a shitty movie.
Don't tell Jake that.
Why? Is Jake a fan?
Jake and Dom love that movie. And they think Steppenwolf is like the best bad guy ever.
Steppenwolf?
Yep. Like the worst villain. When I saw them like in the summer last year, I was like, Steppenwolf is the worst. And I was getting berated because I like Marvel childish movies and not Steppenwolf. I need
the
these three cubes.
The hell is Steppenwolf?
He's the bad guy in Justice League.
Couldn't even tell you who he is. That sounds retarded. I won't lie, and people are probably going to not like that I'm about to use this word. It sounds retarded.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm
seriously.
Not gonna respond. Steppenwolf? But
that just
Aquaman,
shows you how bad that movie was.
Aquaman was lit.
It's good?
It was just ridiculous. But like in a good way. They definitely leaned into how absurd the premise of the movie is.
And what's that?
Like, dude, it's a guy talking to fish, fighting in a fish army, and like summoning sharks. Like, there's so many like Aquaman just like summoned sharks out of nowhere. I don't know. The movie was insane, but I loved it.
Interesting.
It's definitely a movie like, I don't know, if you're working, you get out of work, you go to like happy hour for a little bit, you come home, you're like, you don't want to go out, but you're feeling a little tipsy, want to like have a beer, watch a movie, Aquaman is what you should put on.
Interesting.
And I'm only saying that because like that's what I did, and it was very enjoyable.
Huh. Interesting. I don't know. I mean, I was just, yeah, I don't know. I just, if it's got DC next to it, I try not to, I try to stay away from it.
Shazam is good. I haven't seen it yet, but
I do want to see Shazam, but I've heard that is like supposed to be a pretty phenomenal movie.
Yeah. I mean, outside of Justice League, like, their last couple movies have been good. Like Wonder Woman was good. Aquaman was pretty good. Shazam apparently is good. So if they keep just not like forcing shit down our throats like they did with Justice League, they might be in decent shape.
Yeah, I don't know. It's complicated, right?
Yeah.
They just need to quit making movies. Honestly, they should just sell all the rights away.
Well, no, I think they're done, like, trying to build their universe. I think they're more just, like, making movies now.
Have you seen, oh, God, what's that one stupid one that's out there right now? It's on their app.
What? What, Titans?
No, it's the one with, what's his name? Brendan Fraser.
I have no idea. Just a quick shout out to Chubstep if we're going to mention Brendan Fraser.
Chubstep probably knows exactly who I'm talking about.
Jared's probably listening to this, like, losing his mind right now.
Doom Squad.
Doom Patrol.
It sucks. It's honestly so bad.
It's on DC Universe.
I only got the DC Universe so that I could watch it because of Brendan Fraser, because I'm a huge Brendan Fraser guy.
Yeah.
But it sucks.
I've heard mixed things about Titans. Some people like love it and some people are like, this is nonsense.
Yeah. It's bad. So,
well, I'm pretty bummed that Netflix canceled all the Marvel shows, but I'm glad we're getting these like hardcore production Disney shows coming out.
They didn't get a choice. I heard that the Disney universe is going to be lit.
Yeah, it looks crazy. I'm definitely getting it. It's only $7 a month.
It's insane. Disney kicks ass.
Yeah.
Are they going to bring X-Men into the Marvel universe?
I doubt it. I think they'll bring Deadpool. And like that's it.
I can only hope, right?
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they do with Deadpool. Like, that's the only one of these properties where they're like, yeah, we're not gonna stop making Deadpool movies. Like, but
I don't think they have signed on. I don't movies. Think they've signed on for Deadpool 3 yet, to be honest.
I don't think so either, but there's no way.
But how do you not? Deadpool.
No. I think they're probably trying to figure out how they want to do it. Like, luckily it's Deadpool, so like that movie just throws logic out the window, so they can just be like, "Oh hey, I'm in the Marvel universe now, sick."
Right. It's gonna be pretty nuts. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, whenever the next one comes out, I'll be stoked.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, but like they basically confirmed that they're definitely gonna keep Deadpool around.
I mean, dude, they've made so much money on those movies.
Yeah. And like, he's a great character. You can make it work. It hasn't, like, run its course. Like, the Fox X-Men movies, like, we do not need. We didn't even need this one coming out. Like, we don't need any more. Deadpool, like, hell yeah. Deadpool's still fresh.
Oh, yeah. He's... It's crazy, man. I don't know how they keep coming up with these things that are so amazing.
Yeah.
So, other than that, I don't have much more, man. Unless you want to, do you watch Veep?
Dude, fuck yeah, I watch Veep.
Okay, people don't believe this to me, but Veep is the greatest show on HBO.
Highly recommend. Okay, that's not true, but highly recommend Veep.
Name a better one.
The Wire. The Sopranos.
Remember, I hate The Wire.
The Sopranos.
The Wire sucks.
No, it doesn't. But
it's
still.
The worst show I've ever watched.
My favorite HBO comedy
is good.
Is and probably will always be Eastbound and Down.
No, Veep is better.
Veep is probably better, but like I love Eastbound and Down. But I love Veep. Veep is amazing. Veep and Barry's on right now too in Game of Thrones.
Barry is great. That's a great. I love Barry. Yeah, I love Barry.
NoHo Hank. Greatest TV character of all time.
I agree.
Jonah Ryan, close second.
I stand corrected. Jonah Ryan is the best character of all time.
Are you caught up on Veep?
Of course. I watch every single week.
Light Veep spoilers, I guess. But like, Julie and I were crying during like the first two episodes when Amy's pregnant and Gary thinks she's bulimic, so like every time they mentioned something about her being fat or bulimic, like I just fucking lost it, dude. It was cracking me up.
Yeah, dude. Gary's a good character.
Love Gary, my man Buster.
Buster, God, the fact that you just said that is absurd.
He'll always be Buster, dude.
Until Netflix ruined that for everyone.
I haven't even finished the most recent Netflix season, and not that it's bad, but like, I think that says all it needs to say, that there is a new season of Arrested Development, and I haven't finished it yet, and it came out like weeks ago.
Yeah.
I when I put it on, like, I still enjoy it, but it's not the same.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you. I just couldn't ever get into it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Before we wrap up, can I send somebody home?
Send somebody home. Whew, pretty excited about this, actually. For 8 and 8. For 9 and 7.
Okay? Or 10 and 6, for that matter. They just call it analytics. They can charge you more for it. They're just stats.
Gus, hey. It's fantastic.
Why didn't you just go home?
Say that again.
It's fantastic.
That's your home! Are you too good for your home?
Guys, I got it.
Stay out of my territory.
Quiet. Mr. President-elect, go ahead.
Can you say categorically? She's asking a question.
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
That is 7 and 9 bullshit.
First of all, I do want to give a shout out to Jeff Fisher, who, if you didn't see today, was just responding to everybody's 7 and 9 tweets with GIFs. And I tweeted a GIF at him, and he answered me. So I thought that was hilarious.
No way.
Yeah.
Jeff Fisher did not answer you.
Yeah, he did. I tweeted, I was like, live, look at Jeff Fisher responding to all these 7 and 9 tweets, and it was just the Night King lifting his hands. And he responded with a GIF that said, "This is the best one ever."
No way.
Yeah,
send me a screenshot of that.
Check my Twitter, at C. Ribeiro. But speaking of Twitter, I'm sending home – this is who I want to send home. Everybody that has push notifications on Trump's tweets, just so you can start an entire Twitter thread in his comment section. And this is a bipartisan issue, because honestly, I think – the Democrats, my fellow Democrats that respond to his tweets, are worse than the people who tweet like, best president ever, retweet if you agree. Everyone sucks in this comment section. If you don't believe me, look at like his last 5 tweets, because it's the same like 4 fucking people that are always in the comment sections. Like, there's these 2 brothers that just respond to each other like they're having a conversation in Trump's mentions. Like, oh, hey, bro, haven't talked in a while. Want to shit on Trump? Oh, yeah, sure, let's do it. Like, they all suck. Everybody in these comments, I don't care if they're pro-Trump or anti-Trump, America should come together against these people because they all suck and they all need to go home and get off the internet because Jesus Christ, guys, calm down.
Wow. Wow. That's a fiery take right there.
They're all so annoying. Like, if you log on Twitter and Trump tweeted like a minute ago and said some stupid ass shit and you respond to him, like, yeah, sure. You get the push notifications on and you get it and you're like, here we go. Like, crack your knuckles, hop on Twitter, respond copy and paste 97 things that you had queued up, waiting for the next tweet. Like, get the fuck off. Get off Twitter.
Okay. Next question. Did you see Trump's Game of Thrones tweet?
I did. Read the comments on it. It'll be exactly what I just talked about.
What did you think of his Game of Thrones tweet?
Horrible.
I gave it a 10. I want to know who is creating these like memes for him.
I don't know.
They're good. It's
definitely not him.
They're amazing.
I think he takes some of them off of Reddit. Like, he's literally taken memes from Reddit before.
But it's someone has to be doing this for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he's smart enough to do this.
He's not. It's the worst. Also, like, I don't really want to do a whole political segment, but like, I read a direct quote from like the report that was literally like, this report does not, like, we're not going to recommend pressing charges, but like, in no way does this exonerate the president. It's like, oh, all right. That's all I got.
Interesting.
Those people have been getting me so mad every time I see a tweet, and it's like the same four people. Like, oh, best president. Oh, no, worst president.
I never use Twitter, so I don't really know.
I use Twitter all the time. And that's where I get my Trump news. It's just reading his Twitter.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I love him on Twitter. Can't get much better.
It definitely can get better.
That's your opinion.
All right. You got any final thoughts?
No, I don't. I don't actually.
We'll have to try and get our next show in between after Avengers comes out, but before Game of Thrones ends. That's when we should shoot for.
Interesting.
Good time. Or just after Game of Thrones ends, which is probably more realistically.
I definitely think we need to be doing more podcasts. I think the fans would like more podcasts. Need to start promoting it a little bit more.
I agree.
So, no, I'm good. I'm going to go back to my old line. Ride the buzz, baby.
Ride the buzz. Ride the buzz.
You gotta keep riding the buzz. Simple as that. Riding the buzz.
Hey, let's go out on this since you're playing 2K.